You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Mr. Steve Lanar, a senior executive from the global sports industry. He spent over 20 years with one of the top athletic brands, where he was the global GM of the running division, which was the largest performance category the company was founded on. Lanar has led some of the biggest product launches and global campaigns for the Olympics. He currently works as a global brand consultant, where he brings his expertise to help organizations build and develop their brand while fueling growth through a consumer-centric approach. Mr. Lanar, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you out today. So tell us, for starters, how do you build a 100-year-old brand, a brand that can't sustain the test of time in a very fast-paced consumer landscape? I'm sure you have some great input there.
Yeah, that's always a very good topic, because it's interesting. If you think about the Fortune 500 company in the last 20 years, you know, and the massive shift that happened from some of these companies not even existing anymore, or you know, being far down the list from, you know, the top companies today, really speaks to that incredibly fast consumer moving landscape. And so I think, from my experience, what defines, you know, lasting brands that can sustain the test of time and consumer expectations, there's a few key elements that worked really well in my experience. The first one is for the brand to be very clear about their values, their value proposition, who they are, and what kind of product or service they deliver to consumers. So a clear mission, a clear purpose, I think is a first point that defines, you know, lasting brands from brands that might have a hard time sustaining their momentum. The second is brands that are consumer-centric. And what I mean by that is brands that are focused on, you know, truly adding value to a clear consumer target that they're going after. And by adding value, they will build a loyal base of consumers and grow from there. A loyal core consumer base that will grow and recruit more consumers into their ecosystem. And then I would say the third key element, from my experience, is driving a culture of innovation, a culture of innovation that enables the organizations to be nimble, to read and react what consumers or trends are how they're evolving, in order to react on a dime and be able to continue to try to exceed consumer expectations. In my mind, when you have these three key elements aligned, you set the foundation for a brand that can, you know, grow and last, you know, over a long period of time.
Certainly a wealth of information coming from you and your expertise. Thanks for that. Now, what would it take to align an organization with a common goal?
That's such an important question for organization. And I think it goes back to a little bit of what we discussed earlier. If an organization has a really clear purpose and a clear mission from the very top down, it sets a really good precedent for the rest of the organization. So everyone can be aligned on the same purpose. Everyone can have the same mission. And if that mission is focused externally on a consumer that you want to serve, a consumer, you know, for which you want to remove any frictions and deliver a better experience, it creates this very dynamic environment where you can be very nimble and innovative while always thinking about what you can do better to actually service that customer in a better way. And I think companies that have strong purposes are companies that, today, you know, really stand out. Like, I think about Apple, for instance. You know, Steve Jobs' passion to innovate, to create new devices to enrich people's lives. You know, to this day, you can see this company continuing to grow very successfully with very, very few products, because they're obsessed with this concept of improving, you know, devices that enrich people's life, that enrich and unleash their creativity. I think it's a great example for me of a company that does it really well. Another one that comes to mind is Patagonia. If you think about a brand that has really, really strong values and passion aligned with protecting the environment and enjoying the outdoors, you know, from their, you know, their CEO and founder to the rest of the company, it sets a really strong tone, you know, for the company to make decisions, sometimes controversial decisions, that are aligned with their values and their overall mission.
Now, Mr. Lenar, when it comes to brand building and marketing, what's the role of data when it comes to brand building and marketing, and is it the be-all and end-all?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely a lot of points of views on this. I have a very simple take on data, and to me, it's just a simple way to get better consumer feedback. As you can tell, I believe in consumer-centric organizations, and today, technology is enabling us to get more personal data from consumers through their journeys than ever before. And thus, it can unlock, for whoever is willing to listen, extremely valuable insights to share, you know, to shape your overall strategy. There's a report from McKinsey I was reading the other day that states that companies that are data-driven organizations are 23 times more likely to acquire new customers and 6 times more likely to retain them. I mean, these are great stats, but simply put, data is consumer information. And today, data allows companies to understand their consumer better so that they can, you know, like anticipate or try to match the needs that they have, and with, you know, with the holy grail of trying to be as personal as possible. So I'm actually really excited about the role that data plays into an overall brand and marketing strategy to try to serve your consumer better and be as personal and appropriate as you can be at scale. I think to me that's the ultimate goal is to serve, you know, your customers in the most personal way and do and serve as many customers as you can.
Fantastic input today. We're joined by Mr. Steve Lenar, a global brand consultant, where he brings his expertise to help organizations build and develop their brand while fueling growth through a consumer-centric approach here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Lenar, how do you find a big idea and bring it to life?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to work on what I call some pretty big ideas, ideas that and concept that rally teams and that touch millions of people, leveraging the power of sports and sports moment like the Olympics, or organizing, races, coordinated, running races, to get a million people to run in one day with the human race. And I think my key learning through these experiences is, first, in order to create a big idea, what I say is there's 3 key elements that I've found very, very helpful. The first one is the big idea needs to capture people's imagination. It has to inspire people and get their attention. So first, it's like you got to have an idea that inspires people and capture their imagination. And typically, it's by providing a new service or experience that will just improve their lives. The second thing is you have to make sure that your product or service solves real problems, that it actually does something beneficial to the consumer. Otherwise, it's really hard for consumers to engage in that proposition and buy your product or services. And third, and probably the most important point, is if your idea is big enough, then it can go nuclear. And what I mean by that is that it can create a snowball effect where your community will take your idea and make it their own, you know, so that the idea will grow organically on its own and become more local, more hyper-local. So that, the idea is so big in and of itself that it creates an ecosystem of other ideas that feed off that idea that makes the idea bigger, you know, more local and more personal. And so I think to me, these are the 3 key elements. And just to give an idea, when you think about the concept of the Olympics has always been an incredible moment in time for brands to celebrate incredible athletes' achievement. When I was part of a project called the Human Race, where we actually turned the storyline and the storyboard around in saying, what if we were to use the Olympics to celebrate human potential and invite every young athletes to actually sign up and have their Olympic moment to run their very first 10K? And we got to organize, you know, 35 10Ks around the world. We created a digital community and got 1 million people to run in one day, celebrating the closure of the Olympics. These, to me, are big ideas. And it was nuclear because it became hyperlocal. Every local athlete, every local communities took, you know, took ownership of that stage to actually invite people to be their best, or frankly, invite people to run for the very first time. So that, in that respect, it became hyperlocal, it became nuclear, and it allowed us to reach, you know, so many people at the same time around the world.
And that is awesome stuff. Totally awesome. Now, Mr. Lenar, would you say marketing is dead? Talk to us about that.
Some people might think so. I think, to me, what it speaks to is the fact that, you know, the consumer landscape, it's so dynamic and fast moving, and marketing, you know, and the marketing levers have evolved so much in the last 5 to 6 years, where, you know, in the past you used to have a few levers like TV, print, out of home, you know, maybe some events and public relation, and you were kind of, and these were the levers you could play with. Whereas today, just through the lens of social media, you have so many other ways to reach consumers that you could argue, is marketing dead? Is just data-driven communications the only way to go? And I think, for me, I don't think marketing is dead, but I think what is needs to evolve is the thinking of focusing on serving consumers through the long term. So it's going from pushing your message to solving real problem and serving your consumers. It's recognizing consumers today are in charge. They have all the information at their fingertip, and if brands don't live up to their expectation, then they will find other brands, or sometimes even create brands on their own or services to deliver on their expectation. It's also about innovating, continuing to innovate in a new way to solve these problems, and go from mass marketing to personal connection. From consumer transaction to lifestyle value relationship. I think these are the big shifts that are definitely really creating tectonic changes within the marketing landscape. And I think the companies and the organization that are embracing these changes are the companies that will continue to have successful relationships and meaningful relationship with consumers. Otherwise, consumers will very quickly see through transactional attempt from brands, and it will be really hard for these brands to build long-term relationships.
Mr. Lenar, certainly has been more than an honor and a pleasure to have you with us today, and you certainly bring a wealth of expertise to the program, and thanks for sharing some of that with us here today. If listeners wanted to tap into your expertise and pick your brain, so to speak, and be in touch, where's the best place online to take care of business?
Yeah, you know, right now I'm spending my time, you know, helping, you know, big brands and small brands either refocus their strategy, reconnect with consumers, and I'll be happy to provide my information to see if I can help anyone along the way. The best place right now for me is LinkedIn. If you look me up, Steve Lenar on LinkedIn, you'll have all my information, and that's the best way to get in touch with me.
And LinkedIn certainly works. Again, Mr. Lenar, all the best, continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Steve Lenar, a global brand consultant, where he brings his expertise to help organizations build and develop their brand while fueling growth through a consumer-centric approach. And for further details, simply connect with Mr. Lenar on the LinkedIn platform. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.